of the broadcast, they said something about, man, the middle three innings. I don't know what that meant.
Well, I will tell you this, that for the Cadu family members that are listening in tonight, Parker's running second in the PSECU People's Choice Award voting right now for the most popular spike. So get those votes in.
Yes, absolutely. And Hill at eighth, Grant Norris, third base, Lebat ninth. Chris Shaw, his last two outings have been terrific. His best two is a spike. 1-1 now. Remember how bloated that ERA was? It's down. I mean, way down. 20 strikeouts, 23 walks. Got to control that better. But against Williamsport, his last time out, which was 5 days ago, he went five innings, three hits, one run. He struck out nine. Joey walked four in that game. It really was an exemplary performance for the 6'1", 200-pound, 22-year-old out of San Antonio, Texas. Spikes are wearing the reds tonight with the gold numerals, blue caps, white pants, blue stripe, and West Virginia wearing their black jerseys tonight with the black hats and with the gold numerals, gray pants. And obviously somebody just brought their luggage from the clubhouse. It's just really, what are we doing here? Here's Rod. The home of the DMV, the choir and orchestra from Peru. Great to have them on board here at the ballpark tonight. JD has a Spikes hat on, and the only bothersome part is Jerry Valeri got it for him at a five-finger discount. We'll come back with the opening pitch in a moment on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
As the official and trusted managed technology provider for the State College Spikes, One Stop Communications brings over 27 years of experience to your business. They are your one-stop shop for all things communication in central Pennsylvania, offering high-speed internet, IT, and managed technology solutions tailored to businesses of all sizes. Plus, they provide a wide range of communication services to keep you connected. Visit onestop.biz today and see how they can elevate your business communications just like they do for the Spikes.
It is the march to 100K, and the Spikes once again are closing in on it now at 95,068 right now. 95,068. And let's play ball. First pitch of the game at 6:35, brought to you by America's Carpet Outlet, your locally owned flooring provider located on North Atherton Street in State College for over 25 years. Remember that America's Carpet Outlet is ACO. T.J. Williams did not play in last night's game, hitting .330, which is good for seventh in the league. Two home runs, 18 knocked in, four doubles, two triples. Furs next, then Marr. Chris Shull's opening pitch of the night. That's a strike right down the heart. 88 degrees at game time with really clear skies tonight. As I was commenting to Joe, it really is clear down the mountain range, the Pleasant Gap and Bellefonte. Tussey Mountain, you can see, is clear as a bell from the booth. That's a strike. It's 0-2 to Williams, 90 with the fastball. Just a little bit of a breeze here. Next week, though, when we get to Tuesday next week, it's going to be right around 70. 0-2, up high, 1-2. At the letters. Defensively, Cam Buford at first, Kyle Russell at second, Parker Cadu at short, Grant Norris at third, Sebastian Castro in left, Caleb Hill in center, Austin Rocaforte in right with Josh Spiegel behind the plate, who backhanded that one. It is 2-2. John and I will be here tomorrow night, although Joe will get things started. And the 2-2. Foul straight back to the screen by Williams. It's still 2-2. It is football season, and football season does bring with it additional obligations. Although I haven't been missing any games. It's not, you know. And the 2-2. As foul to our right clears the roof and out of play. Still 2-2. Tomorrow, big night here at the ballpark. And then Tuesday, wow. Tomorrow, Park of the Park 4, Fawn Night. Fireworks after the game, 2-2. That's bounced in there, it's 3-2. And it's Dollar Beer Thursday. And we're giving away a couch. You know, it'd be really bad, just so you know. The 3-2. Hit in the air, high to right field, playable for Rocaforte. Austin's there, puts it away, one up, one down in the first. What if the West Virginia analytics guy wins?
Shortstop, number 4, Kasten Berg.
Now I feel at this point, it's like sacrifice. It's like sacrificing an animal. Here's Kasten Furr. Furr in last night's game went 1-for-3 with a run scored. He was hit by a pitch. Furr is fifth in the league in on-base percentage and takes a strike. It's 0-1. Comes at him at 91 with that one. Furr overall at 318, no home run, 17 knocked in with four doubles. And the pitch. Just missed the inside corner. That was close. 1-1 the count. Castro normal depth in left. Hill a couple deep. A couple steps deeper in center. Rocaforte shallow and right. 1-1. Low and outside. 2-1 the count. Shull in the first inning at Williamsport. Fought his way through a couple of 3-2 counts, and then after that, he didn't fight his way through anything. He had complete control of the game in Lycoming County. High and away. But that just missed 2 at 90. 3-1 the count. Furr, 5'9", 190 pounds. Bats on the right side. And the pitch. Low and outside, ball 4, first base runner of the night. JT Marr, the former Nittany Lion at the plate. Marr in last night's game went 1-for-4, knocked in a run, scored a run. At 3-0-4, no home runs, 10 knocked in with 5 doubles, bats from the left side. Middle infield at double play depth, they turned 3 double plays in last night's game. They now have 30 ground ball double play turns on the season. And the pitch to Marr. Popped him up in the infield. Russell, the second baseman, Cadu to shortstop. Parker takes charge, puts it away on the second base side of the bag. Two gone. Jack O'Dowd hit a three-run homer into the grandstand in right. His second three-run homer in the ballpark here in the second half of the season. O'Dowd comes in at 319. Four home runs, 37 knocked in with 14 doubles. His numbers go all the way back to the first week of June. In the second half, he has 19 doubles, and that second half number is good for eighth in the league. Infield backs up now, the pitch. That's a strike in her half. 0-1 the count, came at him at 90 with a fastball that time. He's done a good job of establishing first pitch fastball strikes. Deeper and right and center. Castro shallow and left. The 0-1. High and away, 1-1 the count. Cadu's a couple of steps toward the bag at second as the shortstop. Norris is off the line at third, but not dramatically. Buford, of course, holding Fur on at first. Fur is 4-for-6 in stolen bases. That's down low. It's 2-1. New baseball as Justin Sims works the plate tonight. Dominic Lau is down at first, and Phil Heim is the umpire at third. And the pitch. Hit in the air, foul, third base side, slicing to the concourse and out of play. Quick note for the West Virginia coaching staff. It's 88 degrees. There's no need to wear jackets. Was it some sort of weight loss program? What's going on? On the ground to second, Russell backs up, got it, throws in time, and the inning is over. No runs, no hits, and one stranded half inning in the books. West Virginia nothing. State College coming to bat on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and I dedicate a lot of my time going fast. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently or having trouble with routine tasks. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services and access available treatments. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
It's a great time of the year to explore our valleys in Happy Valley, Pennsylvania. Head to Penn's Cave and Wildlife Park for a boat ride tour through America's only all-water cavern and farm nature wildlife park. Or time travel at Columbus Chapel and Bold Museum to explore European and American history collected over 200 years. Visit the Pennsylvania Military Museum to honor the Commonwealth's men and women in service in the armed forces, civilian activities on the home front, and Pennsylvania's contributions to military innovation. Learn more about the athletic history and the heritage of the legends of the blue and white at the Penn State All Sports Museum. Your adventures can include new hiking, biking, and walking driving tours. We're in the center of it all, shopping, dining, beautiful outdoors, and unique museums. Plan your adventures at happyvalley.com or stop in at the visitor centers located in State College, Bellefonte, and Phillipsburg.
For the first inning, by the way, not only is it Bark in the Park tomorrow night, Bark in the Park 4, Dugout, of course, will be here, and boy, everybody loves Dugout. Kids, adults, been a great addition to the ballpark. But also, let's have some fun and white out the ballpark tomorrow night. Tonight, of course, Glizzy and Wine Wednesday, half-price hot dogs the entire game. Tuesday, though, is Dollar Dog Day. Tomorrow, by the way, is also Thirsty Thursday, Dollar Beer Night. Christian Womble goes through his warm-ups. Defensively, Jack O'Dowd at first. Connor McGuire at second, Kasten Furr short. Trace Wilhoit is at third. It is Kendall Yule in left, T.J. Williams in center, Jeff LaCorey in right, with Dane Leonard behind the plate. Tim Battle jogs down to the third base box. He's coaching there. Lastings Millage is coaching down at first. And here's Austin Rocaforte. Rocaforte in last night's ballgame. Went 0-for-4, hitting .253 with no home runs, 9 knocked in with 3 doubles and a triple. And here's Womble. Whenever he's worked here at Medler Field, Lebronto Park, it's been in relief. This time it's a starter, and he throws a strike. 0-1 the count, came at him at 91. Even at the bag at third is Wilhoit. That is lined on the right field line, slicing foul. 0-2 the count. Spikes wearing the red jerseys tonight. They say State College across the front. This is the one jersey they have that says State College on it. 0-2 the count. Pitch to Rocaforte. Up high. One and two the count. Boy, that just missed, too. That was on the borderline, and Austin got the benefit of the doubt. Womble always works from the stretch. It's on the ground to third. Will Hoyt backs up. He's got it. Fires across in time. One up and one down. Kyle Russell. It's a technicality, but he was one for four last night with a run scored. He actually did have another hit to right field last night, but the runner got hung up between first and second. He ended up being thrown out at second base. It was a fielder's choice, so it ends up being an out. The 23-year-old out of Washington State at 274. No home runs, 15 knocked in with six doubles. Inside to him, one ball, no strikes. His resurgence in the lineup has made a big difference as to why the Spikes are percentage points behind Trenton in this race. That's a strikeout or half, one and one. Last night, Trenton lost to Williamsport. It's only the second road win for Williamsport in the second half of the season. They lost to them in overtime. Foul tip at the plate. It's one and two. Dane Leonard, I think, piece of that got his left leg. So home plate umpire Justin Sims walks out and throws the ball back to Christian Womble. Scoreless bottom of the first inning. A 1-2 count on Kyle Russell. The pitch. Call strike three. Got him. That's one out, or should be two outs. First strikeout for Womble. And here's Caleb Hill wielding a hot bat. One for four. Stole a base last night at 314. No home runs, 15 knocked in with two doubles, two triples. He'll be the first left-handed hitter that Womble has faced tonight. Will Hoyt is up even at the bag at third. Outfield straightaway, LaCorey a little bit deeper in right field. The pitch, swing and a miss. Tied him up inside, it's 0-1. Hill at 349 this year at UT San Antonio. With 10 home runs, 40 knocked in. Fouls that back off the bricks. 0-2. Went all the way out to the first base bag, where Lasting's millage picked it up. 0-2 the count. Womble not messing around to the plate. Swing and a miss. Strike three got him, and Womble was outstanding in the opening inning. 1-2-3 go the Spikes. End of one. Scoreless on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Hey, wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe. And is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
At Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Top half of the second inning in a scoreless game. Trace Wilhoy, Kendall Yule, and Jeff LaCorey, 5, 6, and 7 in the West Virginia batting order in the top of the second inning. We got a lot going on here at the ballpark. Tomorrow's going to be a big one. Tuesday, a big one. Both at 6:35. What we are waiting for, I have no idea. Whatever it is, it's down the right field line. The umpires are out there. He's throwing the ball around. The home plate umpire, Justin Sims, is looking down the right field line. And we're just waiting to start here. And I mean, one person's come out of the bullpen. There comes another one out of the bullpen. And I'm not sure what it is, but we are waiting. As coming down is Braden Collette. Collette ran into the dugout. I think Lasting's Millage is now going in the dugout. And I have no idea what we're waiting for. So, I mean, I don't see a grounds crew or anything like that that's needed for anything. Unless they need to repair a hole at the mound, I have no idea. But that's where the home plate umpire is right now, at the mound.
Can we please have a member of the grounds crew please report to the pitcher's mound? Again, a member of the
I've got a feeling it's whatever the hole is, the landing spot, that they need dirt on the landing spot of the mound. I think that's what it's about here. And that's what they're looking for right now, is to get somebody to get some, you know, technically diamond dry, but dirt to get out there, because I think it's the landing spot in front of the mound. That would be my guess as to what they are doing right now. And look, pitchers can tell right away. And each pitcher has their own landing spot. But we don't have anybody coming down right now with anything. They've gone back there, I think, to find people. But they can't find anybody right now. So we're in a delay until they find dirt or something that they can take care of it. You know, I don't think it's the slab. It's possible the slab could be a little loose. And Jared Brown's out there right now. And here comes the grounds crew. They have a bucket. And let's see. I'm sure they have a rake. Yeah, it looks like one of them has a shovel. And let's see what they want to do here to the mound. It is the mound, so we guess right on the mound. They do have a rake. And it's the area right in front. Now remember, Womble, the West Virginia pitcher, always works from the stretch. And that means that foot is in front of the slab. They're putting more dirt in that area now. They brought it out. It's going to be another bag that they have with them. They've already pounded in some dirt trying to fill in the hole. Not quite there yet, not quite done. But it's the area, not the landing spot. It is the push-off spot on the mound at the slab. They've put more dirt on there. They're pounding it in to join the rest of the dirt. And it'll be up to Chris Scholl to tell them that it's good enough. Now, Chris always works from the top anyway, but like any pitcher, when he goes back, he then plants that foot, and he does it. And he will let them know with a thumbs up, yep, that's exactly what he wanted. So it's repaired and set to go. Scholl take a couple more warm-ups, and then it'll be Trace Wilhoit. So a delay here, the field delay, as the grounds crew heads back. And Chris Scholl is just about set to go. Wilhoit in last night's game went 3-for-5, including a solo homer in the ninth inning. Will Hoyt now has the average up to 303, 6 home runs, 26 knocked in with 9 doubles and a triple. He's 4th in RBIs with 26. He's 2nd in home runs with 6. He has the 9 doubles, which is good for 6th as well. And he's in the box now. So we go back to work in the top of the 2nd inning. And here is Will Hoyt after that solo homer last night. And the pitch. Checked it. That's a strike. First pitch strike of the game for Chris Schull. 0-1 the count. Top of the 2nd inning, we are scoreless. Schull delivers. There's another strike. That one has a good movement on it that time. At 91, it's 0-2. And the 0-2. Outside just missed 1-2. Schull has the goatee. Very much like they told me, he modeled it after the Joe Putnam pictures from way back when. Very, very impressive, Joe. Low and outside, 2-2. What a tribute. Two and two, the count. And the pitch. That is on the ground. The 2nd good play on the short hop by Russell. Throws him out, 1-1, 1-down. Hey, is the West Virginia guy eligible in that couch giveaway tomorrow? Because JD says if he wins it, he'll sit in it. I just want to know if he's eligible, that's all. Here's Kendall Yule. He's already filled out like 12 applications for it. It's a strike. It's 0-1. What is it with you guys in couches and games? What's that deal? Here's the 0-1. Popped him up. Foul territory. Will reach the seats and out of play. It's 0-2. Like in baseball season. In baseball season, if you lose a game, do you burn one? Classy organization. 0-2. Checked it. Did he go? No. 1-2. They actually have, this is true. True story. There is actually a city ordinance now in Morgantown that you can't do it. Swing and a miss. Strike 3. Got him. So disappointed about the city ordinance on couch burning. Yule strikes out. First strikeout brought to you by Mountain Indy Health. Our view of healthcare all about you with more than 30 medical specialties, several primary care practices. We're here for you. Learn more at mountainindy.org. Jeff LaCorey is the McDonald's strikeout guy. LaCorey last night went 1-for-4 with a run scored. He also wrapped into a double play and a foul back to the screen. It's 0-1. LaCorey, former pitcher converted to an outfielder. At 282, with 7 home runs, 44 knocked in with 19 doubles. 21 of his runs scored in the 2nd half, good for 9th. Foul tip. Spiegel didn't hang on, didn't matter. It's 0-2. Big Mac. Big Mac, let me hear ya. 0-2 the count. Shaw looks in with the Joe Putnam goatee. He's ready. And the pitch. High and tight. That's exactly the pitch Putnam would have thrown. But it wouldn't have been anywhere near 90. Here's the 1-2. Bounce that one in. The Putnam pitch would have been high and tight, but they would have played the theme to Chariots of Fire as it was coming in. 2-2 the count. Schull looks in. 2 outs, bases clear, and the pitch. On the ground. Good play by Buford on the big hop. Steps in the bag with the right foot. The inning is over. He's retired 5 in a row. inning and a half gone. It is scoreless on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
The State College Spikes are back home Thursday night to take on the West Virginia Black Bears at 6:35 p.m. And it's a fantastic fireworks show after the game on Thon Night. Plus, we'll give away a couch to prove we treasure our furniture here in Happy Valley. You can also bring your dog to Bark in the Park 4, presented by the Center Daily Times, and enjoy Dollar Beer Night on Thirsty Thursday. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Bottom of the second inning, Christian Womble will face Josh Spiegel, Cam Buford, Cooper Hext, 4, 5, and 6 in the Spikes batting order. Just want to say, JD, the new Spikes hat looks very, very sharp. Very sharp. Spiegel homered last night and went 422 feet off the batter's eye in center. Went 1 for 3, drove in 2, he walked as well. 275, 3 home runs now with 13 knocked in with 4 doubles on the season. Bats on the right side. Bottom of the second, scoreless, and here's Womble's opening pitch of the second inning. Inside corner for a strike, starts him out with a curveball. It's 0-1. Wind blowing out tonight, maybe a little bit toward right. About 5 miles an hour, the pitch. In tight, 1-1 the count. 320 left field line, 384 left center, 399 dead center, 375 right center, 320 down the line, and right to the line, Country Kia corner. In tight, 2-1 the count. Wall 7 feet high at the Pepsi Picnic Pavilion. Goes to 8 feet high at the beautiful new huge video board in the left center, all the way around to the monster in right. 2-1 the count. Broken bat, foul, first base side, it's 2-2. And the monster is 18.55 feet high with a grandstand above it. It is 18.55 feet high because Penn State was founded in 1855. These walls used to be green here, now they're Penn State blue with the yellow stripe on top. After the broken bat, Spiegel goes back, grabs another one. Two and two the count. Buford is next. Womble looks in to the plate. Outside, full 3-2. Spiegel's grandparents are back here at the ballpark tonight. Parker Gadoo's parents are here tonight. This is dad is. On the ground is short, Furr to his left near the bag. Throws to first, low, but dug out by O'Dowd. One gone. Cam Buford last night went 2 for 3 with a walk. Now at 244, 2 home runs, 30 knocked in with 6 doubles, 2 triples, and leads the league in stolen bases with 17. J.D. Sharpat looks good. Really does. And again, Price was right. Here's the pitch. Low and outside. I asked Jerry Valeri where he got your hat. And he said, the same place I got the food. In the players' clubhouse. That misses for a ball 2-0. That's not good, JD. I'm glad you have the hat, but I think we're dealing with the criminal element here. 2-0, swing and a miss. It's 2-1. Two balls and a strike. That's foul back and out of play. It's 2-2. Landed right on top of the broadcast booth. Two balls and two strikes. We're in the bottom of the second, scoreless. Spikes looking for their first base runner. And the pitch outside. Tried to aim it that time. It's 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. Cooper Hext on deck. That's fouled by Buford. Stays alive there. Pitch number 7 coming up to Cam Buford. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike 3 got him. That's the third strikeout for Womble tonight. And that was a strike in the upper level of the zone. And here's Cooper Hext with two outs and nobody on. Hext last night went 0-for-3 at .287. Two home runs, 15 knocked in, 9 doubles, and a league-leading 4 triples. Will Hoyt is even with Bag at third. And the pitch. Outside, 1-0 the count. Womble's motion is one of really relative ease. And to the plate. Outside, 2-0 on Hext. Hext is eighth in the league in total hits with 37. Second in run scored with 29. 2-0 the count and the pitch. There's a strike out of Edge. 89 with that one. It's 2-1. Two balls and a strike. Womble with two outs. On the ground. Foul. He fouled it off his front foot, I think. 2-2 the count. Roll it back to Parker Cadoux. He'll pick it up there. Great to meet Parker's dad and try to some people with him from Thibodaux, Louisiana. Meanwhile, Hext out of DeQuincy, Louisiana, waits. And the 2-2. Swing and a miss. Strike 3 got him. 4 strikeouts for Christian Womble in 2 innings. And the Spikes are still looking for the first base runner. End of 2, scoreless on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you. I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Hit a home run at your summer events by stopping at Nittany Beverage. The staff at Nittany Beverage will help you get your cooler filled with all the beverages you'll need this summer. From Miller Lite, Coors Light, and Pabst Blue Ribbon, to a wide selection of craft brews and imports, including Reds, Sam Adams, Yards, Blue Moon, and Line & Kugel's Summer Shandy. Plus, with Nittany Beverage's convenient drive-up service, you can get everything you need paid for, all without leaving your car. So hit a home run this summer with one stop at Nittany Beverage, 139 North Patterson Street in State College, or on the web at nittanybeverage.com.
The game has had one base runner. That was when Kasten Furr walked in the first inning. That's been it. Dane Leonard and Connor McGuire, 8-9, and then 1 at the top of the order, T.J. Williams. Leonard did not play in last night's game, inning 220. No home runs, 6 knocked in with 2 doubles. Leonard bats from the right side. And the first pitch of the top of the third inning from Chris Schall. Outside corner for a strike. 0-1 the count. Eighth hitter, six first pitch strikes now for Chris Schall. And delivers. Low and outside. 1-1 the count. Big deep breath, and Schall delivers. Low and outside, 2-1 the count. Two balls and a strike. And the pitch. On the ground, backhanded in the hole by Cadu. Jumps, fires, and not in time. He beat it out. Cadu made a great play to get to it. Cadu made a great throw just to get the ball and the money on one hop to Buford. But they had no shot to get him. It's the game's first hit. It's an infield hit. Connor McGuire. Last night went 2-for-4 with a double. He knocked in a run. He scored a run. McGuire at 255. No home runs, 15 knocked in now with 7 doubles. The pitch. I missed up high. 1-0 the count. Middle infield double play depth. Second baseman Russell a couple steps toward the bag at second. And the throw to first gets back. Leonard has not attempted a stolen base. Pitch, swing, and a foul tip into the mitt. It's 1-1. 90 with that one. Norris even at the bag at third. Could do normal spot at short except shallowed up a couple steps. And Russell a couple steps toward the bag at second. Throw to first, gets back. Straight away in the outfield with Castro in left, Hill in center, Rocaforte in right. And the 1-1. Hit in the air, right center field, long run for Hill. At the track, reaches up, reels it in. One gone, retreating to first will be Leonard. T.J. Williams flew out to right field to start the game. Hill did a great job of just making that look very easy that time. The movie The Natural, they put all lightning bolts in the jerseys. Schall's pitching so well, maybe they're all going to grow goatees. Joe Putnam style. The first. Hohenstein's not even thinking about it. He's not even thinking about it. There's not even any consideration. The pitch. Squares the bunt, pulls back. It's a ball, 1-0 the count. I mean, because Hohenstein already has, what do you think, 4 or 5 days worth of good growth on there? Yeah. Yeah. JD, you can't grow a mustache, can you? It's like shaky. Pitch outside for a ball two. Now, the West Virginia guy, right, no offense, it looks like Magic Marker. What's going on here? 2-0 the count. And the pitch. It's on the ground. Norris goes to the ground, fires to second, got him one on to first, threw it away, but it bounces off the padding and no advance. There will be a fielder's choice. Two outs. What a play by Norris diving to his left and then to make the throw accurately to Russell at second. Right now, here's the issue with Williams down there. He's tied with Buford for the league lead in steals with 15. He is 15 of 17 in stolen bases. This all came up today because James Franklin was making fun of Drew Aller not being able to grow facial hair. Throw the first, he gets back. Meanwhile, you should see when Putnam goes with the goatee, very fierce. Throw the first, got back. You want to talk? I mean, he walks into a meeting with the goatee. Okay? It's like E.F. Hutton. Everybody stops and listens. And there goes Williams. One hopper to short. Cadoo is plays to first. He fires in time. The inning is over. No runs a hit. One left. Two and a half gone. Go T or not, it's scoreless on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Stop by Celebrities Bar and Grill before or after the game, located on South Atherton Street inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. We are where the stars meet and feature the best happy hour in town. From 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., get 50% off all drinks Tuesday and Thursday, except Ultra Premium, and spin the wheel for discounts on Wednesday and Friday. Celebrities is open Tuesday to Saturday from 4 p.m. to close. Dine-in or takeout is available with daily specials like prime ribeye on Friday and Saturdays. Close Sunday and Monday. Hit a grand slam with the best happy hour in town at Celebrities inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Call 814-235-1303 or visit us at celebritiesbarandgrill.com for more details.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Spikes Radio Network presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics. Penn State Sports Medicine now welcomes new patients. Call 814-865-3566. Well, Spikes still looking for the first base runner. They'll send the bottom third of the order, Sebastian Castro, Parker Cadoo, and Grant Norris to the plate. Castro 0-for-1 last night, hitting .222 with a double and a triple. Bats from the left side. The pitch. Checked it. That's a strike. It's 0-1. Castro, 19 years of age out of New York, played 39 games in the Mets organization. Lifted in the air down the left field line, slicing toward the line. Yule long run and makes the catch. One out. Parker Cadoo. 1-for-3 last night with another stolen base. .252. No home runs, 13 knocked in with 6 doubles, 3 triples, and 13 stolen bases. Mentioned his dad's here tonight, among others from Thibodeau, Louisiana. Low and inside for ball, 1-0 the count. Womble. On the ground, Womble knocks it down, picks it up, throws in time, two outs. Well, Cadoo hit it right on the money that time, and Womble was able to, like, slap the ball down with his glove. Grant Norris, 200, no home runs, 8 knocked in. With 3 doubles. Went 0-for-2 last night. Norris this year at .283 for the Nittany Lions with 14 home runs and 43 knocked in. He takes a strike. It's 0-1. With Penn State, he had 11 doubles, a triple. Low and outside, 1-1 the count. Played for Cotuit in the Cape Cod League last summer. He had 4 home runs and 14 knocked in with Cotuit at .271. That's a strike, 1-2 the count. Norris waits, and the 1-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three got him. Fifth strike out of the ball game for Christian Womble. He is perfect. Womble is through three, but he's still locked in a scoreless game to the fourth on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
The national sales event is on at your Toyota dealer. So come in and check out Toyota's incredible lineup of vehicles, like the all-new, fully redesigned 25 Camry, stylish Corolla, or adventure-ready RAV4, all with great MPGs. Or hop in a rugged new Tacoma or Tundra and be ready for your next summer adventure. Find out more at buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Hurry, offers end September 3rd. Toyota, let's go places.
Did you know that August 11th is 811 Day? Before you begin any outdoor home improvement projects, such as planting a tree or installing a fence, call Pennsylvania 811 or visit paonecall.org 3 to 10 business days before you dig. Pennsylvania 811 is your ticket to avoiding an underground utility catastrophe. Hitting a water main or taking out the cable before the big game isn't going to make you many friends in your neighborhood. Safety is in your hands. Every dig, every time.
The State College Spikes are back home Thursday night to take on the West Virginia Black Bears at 6:35 p.m. And it's a fantastic fireworks show after the game on Thon Night. Plus, we'll give away a couch to prove we treasure our furniture here in Happy Valley. You can also bring your dog to Bark in the Park 4, presented by the Center Daily Times, and enjoy Dollar Beer Night on Thirsty Thursday. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Well, we go the fourth inning of play. It's scoreless. The game has moved along because both pitchers have been terrific so far. Two over the minimum for Chris Shaw and nine for nine for Christian Womble. And to take us through the middle three, the man that set the tone for the goatee in Center County, Joe Putnam.
You said fierce was it how it was, and I say that's one word for it. When I get a goatee going, pitches a strike from Shull.
I was trying to put together an idea for you of power.
0-1, breaking ball in the dirt, blocked by Josh Spiegel. One ball, one strike. JT Marr leading it off for the Black Bears. The former Penn Stater went 1-for-4 at the plate, knocked in a pair of runs. One was on a bases-loaded walk, the other an RBI single. It was part of the five-run second inning for the Black Bears. They really broke it open last night, but tonight nobody's broken it open so far. Pitch a strike, fastball on the outer edge, 1-2. Shaw delivers, swing, and a miss, strike three, got him with a slider, and dropped out of the zone, and Marr is the second strikeout victim of the night for Chris Shaw, brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. For the fourth year in a row, Mount Nittany Medical Center was named one of the world's best hospitals by Newsweek. We were one of 26 hospitals in PA to rank in the top 400 hospitals nationwide. Here's Jack O'Dowd now. He launched one into the right field bleachers last night for a three-run shot. Drove in a total of four. Swings the first pitch here. Bounce it up the middle, and it slips through into center field for a base hit. It bounced over the mitt of Shull, under the mitt of Russell. And the one-out single is the second hit of the night for the Black Bears. Two hits and a walk are all that Chris Shull has allowed so far. And now Trace Wilhoit, the batter. Now Trace's grandfather is here in the house tonight.
Very nice.
Making the trip in. And family saw Trace Wilhoit with a home run of his own last night, a solo shot in the ninth inning.
Out of Georgetown, Kentucky.
Pitches low for a ball, blocked by Spiegel.
I wonder if they're the Hoyas.
I don't think so.
Doubt it.
I wouldn't like them very much if they were.
Oh. See, every time the goatee thing starts going, you get nastier.
The 1-0. That's a strike at the knees.
Very dark.
One ball, one strike. Well, you know, it's like Captain Kirk and the Enterprise go to the parallel dimension, and evil Kirk has the goatee. Rules with an iron fist. 1-1. Lifted foul first base side.
Oh, look, Spock, an alien. Oh. McCoy. Oh, for goodness sakes, Jim, I'm just a country doctor.
One ball, two strikes. Shaw delivers. That fades high for a ball, 2-2. Big night tomorrow, of course, series finale between these two teams, and every game so crucial down the stretch of this MLB Draft League season. And jam-packed the enjoyment of all here at the ballpark tomorrow night as well. So on or off the field, it's going to be fireworks as the pitch swung on. No, it was not swung on and missed. In the dirt, got away from Spiegel. O'Dowd moves to second. That'll be a wild pitch. They appealed down to first on the check swing. Dominic Lowe said he did not go. So it is a 3-2 count to Will Hoyt, and now O'Dowd in scoring position.
See, I thought he went.
I thought so, too. But the umpires make the call that he did not. And now with a full count, one out.
Well, on the hot dog drop, they're out.
Yes, they are. Got them tonight. Last night was the relay. They did a relay race with the student section.
I know.
Payoff pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three.
Sit down.
Strikeout by Chris Schull. Brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Mount Nittany Health Express Care, now open in the Hills Plaza in State College on South Atherton Street, offers same-day patient visits with no appointment needed. Learn more at mountnittany.org/expresscare. Of course, the new Mount Nittany Health outpatient facility opening up now.
Yes. My daughter-in-law is going to work there.
Yeah?
Yeah. Pediatrician.
Goodness, there is they unveiled the state-of-the-art pediatrics oncology out there near Top Trees. The first pitch to Kendall Yule swung on and missed 0-1. Mount Nittany Health, a long-standing partner of the Spikes. And, of course, each and every year, Paint the Park Pink Night, helping
thousands of dollars raised.
Tens of thousands of dollars all told is the Breast Care Center of Mount Nittany Health. Proving every year. Grounder on to second. Scooped up by Russell. Throw to first in time. Chris Schull shakes off the Jack O'Dowd single and just keeps on moving through here in the fourth. No runs, no hit. No runs, one hit. No errors. One runner left on base. Scoreless to the bottom of the fourth on the Spikes Radio Network. Presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions. Division One, Power Five Conference, elite level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league, we take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Out here in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. And sometimes, that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Trouble sleeping, your mind racing. So what do? We get help. There are people in our community who are here for us. Sometimes, just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
The State College Spikes are back home Thursday night to take on the West Virginia Black Bears at 6:35 p.m. And it's a fantastic fireworks show after the game on Thon Night. Plus, we'll give away a couch to prove we treasure our furniture here in Happy Valley. You can also bring your dog to Bark in the Park 4, presented by the Center Daily Times, and enjoy Dollar Beer Night on Thirsty Thursday. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
It's the Toyota RAV fourth inning, proudly brought to you by Toyota and your Central PA Toyota dealers. For a dealership near you, visit toyota.com. Top of the order, due up for the Spikes here in the bottom of the fourth inning. No score in this one. West Virginia has both hits in the game, but it's still 0-0, and this Spikes offense can get going in a hurry. And Austin Rocaforte has been a catalyst all season long. Leadoff man in the order once again tonight. Right-handed hitting right fielder 0-for-1 with a ground out to third. First pitch of the frame from Christian Womble upstairs for ball one. It's the middle game of a three-game set. West Virginia won the opener last night 9-2 to advance within a half game of the Trenton Thunder and the State College Spikes in the second half standings of the MLB Draft League. Pitch in tight for a ball. Now the 2-0 delivery, there's a strike. Fastball at 91 on the inner half. And West Virginia was able to get within a half game of Trenton as a bouncer down the third baseline, past the diving Will Hood, and all the way into the left field corner. Rocaforte around first, and he'll ease into second with a double. And Rocaforte just getting back, and he got that one tucked just inside the bag. And for Austin, that is his fourth double of the season. He is now in scoring position after the first hit of the night for the Spikes. And Kyle Russell, 0-for-1 this evening. But he has really come on as well. Average now up to 272, even despite the strikeout earlier tonight and the first pitch cued foul, first base side, 0-1. Williamsport defeating Trenton last night in the MLB Draft League overtime tiebreaker, which enabled the Spikes to keep pace at the top of the standings, although they are trailing Trenton by percentage points. 0-1 count to Russell. Pitch. And Russell shows bunt. Puts it down. Third base side. Tremendous. Picked up by Womble. Throw to first just in time. Russell nearly beat it out for the base hit, but he'll get credit for the sacrifice, which goes 1-3 on the putout to advance Austin Rocaforte to third. And you can tell Tim Battlefields, especially after the first three innings, and it's certainly not an unfounded belief, runs are going to be coming at a premium in this game. And so you get the runner to third with one out, bring in the first run of the game. Two shots at it. First one in the hands of Caleb Hill. And he bounces it left side, charging in. Will Hoyt will grab it. Looks the runner back to third. Throw across the diamond in time. Now two away. But again, you get two shots at bringing in that run. And Josh Spiegel comes up with the other chance in hand. 0-for-1 tonight with a ground out to short. But if he can find some green here, he'll put the Spikes in front. Of course, a wild pitch, passed ball, a balk to bring in the run. Margin of error is low for Womble. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. High fastball got him to go. Strike one. Mahoning Valley and Frederick actually tied last night because they were in the eighth inning, tied at three when that game was halted by rain. They will not pick it up. Pitch is outside for a ball. 1-1. That is the policy in the MLB Draft League. Games that are not played to official status or to a conclusion are wiped away. Now all the records from that game will count, but there'll be no victor decided. As Spiegel punches this one toward right center field, and the flare drops in to bring in Rocaforte with the game's first run. Josh Spiegel has been an RBI producer for the Spikes as of late. And really all season long, he's knocked in 14. 1-0 State College. We saw him smash a two-run homer last night to bring in both Spikes runs. This time around, on maybe his third bat of the game, he is able to guide it for the run-scoring base hit. And now Spiegel at first for Cam Buford, who struck out his first time up. Womble out of the stretch, and the pitch is high for a ball, although it may have clipped the corner by a track man, but ruled high and away, 1-0. And the pitch. That is outside for a ball, 2-0. Spiegel not necessarily a stolen base threat. As Womble steps off the slab before the 2-0 pitch. Now getting what he likes from Dane Leonard. And delivers. That is outside for a ball, 3-0. Cooper Hext is on deck if Buford can extend the fourth inning, the Toyota RAV fourth inning. By the way, we will check on the action going on tonight in the MLB Draft League on the Ramada out-of-town scoreboard in the top of the fifth. The 3-0 is a strike over the outer half. 3-1 the count. Womble sets, delivers. Swing and a miss. Big cut at a high fastball at 92, and the count is full. So Womble has bounced back, and he's ready to go. In fact, it's Dane Leonard, the catcher, that has to pause and adjust the mask a bit. Now he's back behind the dish. And the payoff pitch. And Buford able to guide this one to center field for a base hit. Rounding second, Spiegel makes third. And Spiegel off on the 3-2, two-out pitch. Able to make one corner. And Cam Buford, they haven't been the hardest hit of baseballs, but back-to-back singles for Josh Spiegel and Cam Buford. Hits 2 and 3 on the night and the inning for the Spikes. And brought Cooper Hex to the plate with a great chance to extend the 1-0 lead. There are two outs in the inning. Hex 0-for-1 with a strikeout. Womble out of the stretch. The pitch, that is low for a ball. Well, the Spikes offense, they haven't been held in check a lot over either half of the season. And when they've been operating on all gears, two-out scoring has been huge. 1-0. Swung on, popped up third base side. This will make the concourse. Actually ricochets off the facades and back down to the seats. Nice grab made by a fan in section 202. And he'll immediately hand it off to a youngster behind him. One ball, one strike. Spiegel at third, Buford at first, and he can move. Pitch. That's low for a ball, 2-1. Cam, of course, as Steve told you earlier, tied for the league lead in the second half in stolen bases with West Virginia's T.J. Williams. And the pitch. And this one grounded through the right side, a base hit. Spiegel comes in to score. Buford with a big turn at second, but the throw goes to third, so he'll hold there. And Cooper Hex with the third consecutive two-out hit for the Spikes. An RBI single to make it 2-0, and Andy Hurtado, the West Virginia assistant coach, is going to come out to the mound for a chat. Hex hitting behind the runner, going with the pitch. Knowing he has a man on third in Spiegel. And that one was 95 miles an hour off the bat. That fits the definition of a hard hit ball. Probably the hardest hit of the three consecutive singles, quite frankly. But they all have found some room in this West Virginia defense. Still 2 outs here in the bottom of the fourth. And runners on first and second. The chat on the mound is only between Hurtado, Womble, and the catcher, Dane Leonard. And Justin Sims, the plate umpire, is going to come out and break it up now. Meanwhile, the Spikes bullpen having some fun out there. I think they're signing baseballs right now out there. Might be some valuable signatures on that ball coming from the bullpen out there. Sebastian Castro to the plate, the left-handed hitting left fielder. Swung at the first pitch, his first time up, flied out to left field. Now first and second, two down. He lets the first one go by this time. It's low for ball one. All four Spikes hits here in the fourth inning. The leadoff double by Rocaforte and then two-out singles from Spiegel, Buford, and Hext. Pitch way down and in. Castro throws his hips out of the way of that one. And it's ball two. Leonard did a nice job to backhand that one, snagging it, preventing it from going to the bricks. If it had got past him, Buford definitely would have taken off for third and Hex to second. You got speed to burn out there right now for the Spikes. The 2-0. Fastball and a strike on the outer edge, 2-1. Sebastian Castro, 4 years in the New York Mets organization, played at three different levels in the Mets minor league system this year. Now he's with the Spikes, but you can tell he has that professional approach and a grounder on to first, taken in by O'Dowd. Goes to the bag himself, steps on it, and the inning is over. But the Spikes strike with a pair of runs on four hits. Two runners left on base. Four innings complete, and it's the Spikes in front, 2-0, here on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
America's Carpet Outlet is a full-service flooring dealer offering a comprehensive product lineup including carpet, vinyls, tile, wood, and more. And we provide professional installation on all our products. We are a locally owned, locally operated, locally involved business and are very happy to be a partner with the Spikes since their inception here in State College. Please visit our showroom on North Atherton Street in State College or see us online at acofloors.com. Go Spikes!
As the official and trusted managed technology provider for the State College Spikes, One Stop Communications brings over 27 years of experience to your business. They are your one-stop shop for all things communication in central Pennsylvania, offering high-speed internet, IT, and managed technology solutions tailored to businesses of all sizes. Plus, they provide a wide range of communication services to keep you connected. Visit onestop.biz today and see how they can elevate your business communications just like they do for the Spikes.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Into the fifth inning here at Mettler Field at Lebrano Park. Jeff LaCorey is the McDonald strikeout guy. He grounded out his first time up. He'll lead it off for West Virginia in the fifth inning to be followed by Dane Leonard and Connor McGuire, 7-8-9 batters in the West Virginia order to face Chris Schull, who has allowed two hits and a walk and nothing more so far. Grounder to the right side, backhanded by Buford. First baseman flips on to show the pitcher coming over to cover. One pitch, one out here in the fifth. And we... That was a nice play by Cam Buford and Schull with a nice fundamental play to come over and be there for Buford at first. Dane Leonard stepping to the plate. He notched the first hit of the night, an infield single to the left side. As we take a look at the Ramada out-of-town scoreboard here, and in the MLB Draft League, Williamsport, which defeated Trenton in the overtime last night, they are leading the Thunder tonight, 1-0 top of the third. Again, Trenton leading the Spikes by percentage points in the MLB Draft League second half standings. Meanwhile, Frederick and Mahoning Valley were tied last night, and they are in a scoreless tie right now as they go to the bottom of the third. In Niles, the 0-1 to Leonard, swung on and missed. Got him with a slider, 0-2 the count. We'll check the MLB scores on the Ramada out-of-town scoreboard shortly as well. As we remind you, the Ramada out-of-town scoreboard is brought to you by the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center. Located on South Atherton Street in State College, the Ramada is the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Pitches low for a ball, 1-2 to Leonard. As Schull gets the sign from Josh Spiegel, and back at it, the pitch swung on and missed, strike three. Fourth strikeout tonight for Chris Schull, brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Looking to be part of an all-star team, Mount Nittany Health offers exciting opportunities with excellent pay and benefits. Apply today at mountnittany.org/careers. Two down in the top of the fifth, 2-0 lead for the Spikes, and Chris Schull humming along, maybe even better than he was on Friday night in Williamsport. McGuire shows bunt, draws it back. The pitch is low for a ball. Chris went a season-long 5 innings, struck out a season-high 9 batters in that outing Friday for his first win as a Spike. But tonight, again, just 2 hits, 1 walk, 4 strikeouts in 4 2/3 innings so far, and pitch outside as well, 2-0 to McGuire. Next offering, fastball in tight, ball 3. McGuire flied out to center field his first time up. No runs, 2 hits, no errors for West Virginia. 2 runs, 4 hits, no errors, State College. The pitch, that's a strike taken on the inner half of the plate. 3-1 the count. McGuire will be a hitter once again. And again, coming into tonight's game, Trenton and State College separated only by percentage points as McGuire fouls off the 3-1 to fill the count. West Virginia was a half game back of both of those teams coming in. Mahoning Valley a full game back. Frederick 2.5 back. All still in contention as entering the night, 8 games remaining on each team's slate. And the 3-2 lofted down the right field line, but curving out of play and into the third row right behind Steve Manuel, snapping some picks there in section 305. That's the bullpen box seats, and of course those seats were half price last night, or they were buy one, get one free, I should say. Thanks to our friends at the Center Daily Times. Payoff pitch to McGuire, swung on, lifted high in the air left field, but eminently playable for Sebastian Castro's underneath it and makes the grab to end the inning. A 1-2-3 fifth inning for Chris Shull, his second 1-2-3 inning of the night. We're halfway home at Medler Field at Lebrano Park through 4.5, State College 2, West Virginia nothing on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
It's a great time of the year to explore our valleys in Happy Valley, Pennsylvania. Head to Penn's Cave and Wildlife Park for a boat ride tour through America's only all-water cavern and farm nature wildlife park. Or time travel at Columbus Chapel and Bold Museum to explore European and American history collected over 200 years. Visit the Pennsylvania Military Museum to honor the Commonwealth's men and women in service in the armed forces, civilian activities on the home front, and Pennsylvania's contributions to military innovation. Learn more about the athletic history and the heritage of the legends of the blue and white at the Penn State All Sports Museum. Your adventures can include new hiking, biking, and walking driving tours. We're in the center of it all, shopping, dining, beautiful outdoors, and unique museums. Plan your adventures at happyvalley.com or stop in at the visitor centers located in State College, Bellefonte, and Phillipsburg.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and I dedicate a lot of my time going fast. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently or having trouble with routine tasks. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services and access available treatments. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Parker Cadu, Grant Norris, Austin Rocaforte due up for the Spikes here in the bottom of the fifth inning, leading the Black Bears 2-0. State College and West Virginia, the middle game of a three-game set. The series finale is tomorrow. It is the penultimate home game of the 2024 schedule for the Spikes. And the first pitch from Christian Womble in the frame is a strike on the outer edge to Parker Cadu. Grounded back to Womble, who had to glove it on a sharp hop. First time up. Swing and a miss. 0-2 the count. Changeup dropped out of the way of the bat. Next offering from Womble. High fastball swung on and missed. Strike three. That's six strikeouts now for Christian Womble tonight. He has not walked a batter. He retired the first nine batters he faced for the Spikes with four hits, scoring a pair of runs in the sixth inning. Grant Norris, 0-1 with a strikeout so far. Late entry into the lineup tonight as the first pitch is a strike over the outer edge. Grant manning the hot corner this evening. 0-1 fades in low, evens the count. Grant, the Penn State product, Somerset native. Womble with the 1-1. That fastball called a strike. Actually, a breaking ball that time from Womble. Called a strike on the lower outside corner, 1-2 to Grant. Pitch. Fastball outside, ball two. And Justin Sims not fooled by the attempt at framing the pitch. Two balls, two strikes. Womble delivers. Swing and a miss, strike three. Got him with the slider at seven strikeouts for Womble tonight. Two down here in the bottom of the fifth inning. But in these sorts of games, games with stakes, we saw it earlier in that fourth inning. Spikes ended up putting up a crooked number. But Tim Battle put a lot of emphasis on scoring the first run of the game in that inning. Austin Rocaforte led off with a double down the third base line, but immediately Tim called for the bunt. Kyle Russell laid it down perfectly, almost reached base himself. Gave the Spikes two shots at scoring the game's first run. They did it on the second one. The flare to right by Spiegel. Buford flared one to center. Hext with the sharp grounder through the right side to bring in the second run. And here is Rocaforte once again. He takes a ball on the first pitch of this at-bat. 1-for-2 tonight with a double, and he takes the 1-0 Fastball for a strike on the outer half. Marco Forte grounded out in the first inning. And the pitch homeward. That is low for a ball. We talked earlier tonight about the PSECU People's Choice Award. Voting going on right now. You can find the link at statecollegespikes.com on the front page and vote for your favorite spike from either half of the season. The voting goes until the end of the day on Labor Day. And a pop fly to the right side. Second baseman McGuire puts it away. And the inning is over as Womble sets the spikes down in order in the fifth. However, State College maintains a 2-0 lead going to the sixth inning here on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Messages for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You told me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
A Medler Field at Lebrano Park couch. That's right, a couch from this very ballpark goes to one lucky fan tomorrow night at the series finale in the penultimate home game of the 2024 season. As we enter the sixth inning here tonight under cotton candy skies in Happy Valley, showing everyone that we have regard for our furniture here in Happy Valley. We're not doing anything else with those couches. We're giving one away, that's all. Want to help somebody out here. His first pitch to T.J. Williams here in the sixth. A breaking ball for a strike on the outer edge. Top of the order up for West Virginia. Starting with Williams, 0-for-2 on the night as the breaking ball bounces in, 1-1. Williams flied out to right field in the first, grounded into a fielder's choice in the third. And, of course, a whole host of other events going on tomorrow night. 6:35 game time. We hope to see you out here with everybody at Medler Field at Lebrano Park as the pitch down and in, ball two. Fastball from Schull, who has retired the last five batters he has faced. The 2-1, that's a grounder on to second, coming in on it now. Russell scoops it, throw to first in time, make it six in a row as the 4-3 ground out retires Williams for the third time this evening. Now Kasten Furr the batter, and he is the only batter who has walked against Chris Schull tonight. Chris Schull has thrown 73 pitches now, 44 of them for strikes. And Furr received that walk in the very first inning, did not advance any further than first, grounded out to short his second time up, and he fouls it back to the screen here. Strike one. JT Marr will follow Furr at the plate. Chris Schull just seems to keep getting stronger with every outing he has made as a spike. 0-1. That's fouled away, first base side, 0-2, and Chris had a difficult beginning to the year, and I know Steve alluded to it earlier. The ERA was very high to start, but it keeps on plummeting further and further down each time he steps on the mound. 0-2. Breaking ball tails away. Furr does not go after it. 1-2 the count. As a matter of fact, as of this moment, it is at 6-1-8, and you look at that number and you say, that's not that great, but judging from where he was, you throw out those first couple of outings, that comes way down. 1-2 fastball Oh, boy. Up. Looked like it might have hit the upper reaches of the zone right below the letters, but it's called ball two. Well, Schull trying to bounce back here. The pitch. Breaking ball. Bounced foul, third base side. Still 2-2. Top of the sixth inning. 2-0 Spikes here. Both of those runs in the fourth. RBI single for Josh Spiegel. RBI single for Cooper Hex. The 2-2. Lifted foul over the roof. Out of play, first base side. Of course, that's really what happens, though, when pitch, it looks like, at least from our TrackMan perspective, looked like it was right in there. And now Schull has to spend at least three extra pitches on this batter. Another 2-2. Breaking ball low and away. Make it at least four extra pitches. Now Schull is, I think, ready to go now with the workload we've seen from the other Spikes starting rotation members as the 3-2 lined into left field, a base hit. Castro cuts it off, but Fur is taking off for second. Here's the throw. It's offline, and Fur slides in with a double. So Fur thinking two the whole way and takes full advantage of a reprieve as he is now in scoring position with one out for the former Penn Stater, J.T. Moore. Chris Schull also now at 81 pitches tonight. As there is now action just beginning. It is literally just started in the State College bullpen. Marr in the left-handed box, 0-for-2 with a pop-out and a strikeout tonight. The pitch, he shows bunt, puts it down, but it goes foul to the batter's box on the opposite side from him, strike one. Ironically, both men at the plate right now as Marr heads back in. J.T. Marr and Josh Spiegel. Both Penn Staters, but they were not teammates. Josh, with three seasons as a Nittany Lion, JT came into Penn State after spending time at the College of Charleston, but they're both Penn State catchers. And here is a soft liner grabbed by Cam Buford. Throw to second won't be in time. Fur dives back in, but Cam had that sized up well, and we have seen Cam Buford time and time again position himself perfectly on those liners, whether at the hot corner or tonight at first base. Credit Fur for being alert and getting back. He remains at second with two outs now for Jack O'Dowd. 1-for-2, singled his last time up, grounded out in his first at bat. And the pitch. Swing, clipped foul into the mitt. Strike one. Chris Schull's 84th pitch of the night. His 52nd for his strike. That's an important ratio for him. That's something he's continued to work on. He came in with an electric fastball, but really working with Jared Brown has made him a great all-around pitcher. Fastball and a called strike on the outer half, 0-2. He actually, the velocity is not as high as it was when he was coming in, but he's throwing strikes, and he still has great movement on a fastball that comes in at 90. 0-2. Check swing. Did he go? Appeal to the base umpire, Phil Heim, who says he did not. Ball one, and it did look like he kept the bat back. Pitch was outside. 1-2, the count to O'Dowd, and now Chris Schull has to do some fixing of the uniform there. So Phil Heim was sure to say, hey, you know, this doesn't count against the pitch clock here. And his uniform is set. Schull now comes set. And the 1-2 pitch. In the dirt, blocked by Spiegel. No movement by Fur off second. 2-2. The double by Fur, the first extra base hit of the night for West Virginia. Their third as a team. Two balls, two strikes. Schull to the plate. Fastball outside, tried to get the swing that time, a purpose pitch, but O'Dowd did not offer, and the count is full. Chris Schull sets. Payoff pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. And Chris Schull with five strikeouts tonight The fifth one brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Mount Nittany Health has more than 30 different specialties, including orthopedics, pulmonary medicine, urology, radiation oncology, cardiology, and more. Meet our team at MountNittany.org. Not only his longest outing of the year, but six shutout innings for Chris Schull tonight as the Spikes maintain a 2-0 lead going to the bottom of the sixth on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Let's take a moment to breathe. Deep inhale. Extend your spine. Remain focused on what you're doing. If safe to do so, exhale slowly, leaning to one side. Inhale back to center. If safe to do so, exhale slowly to the opposite side. Find mental health resources at loveyourmindtoday.org. This message is brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ed Council.
Did you know that August 11th is 811 Day? Before you begin any outdoor home improvement projects, such as planting a tree or installing a fence, call Pennsylvania 811 or visit paonecall.org 3 to 10 business days before you dig. Pennsylvania 811 is your ticket to avoiding an underground utility catastrophe. Hitting a water main or taking out the cable before the big game isn't going to make you many friends in your neighborhood. Safety is in your hands. Every dig, every time.
The Spikes Radio Network is presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics. Penn State Sports Medicine is now welcoming new patients. Call 814-865-3566. Kyle Russell with a swing and a miss at the first pitch of the inning from Christian Womble, who is now at 74 deliveries on the night, 48 of them for strikes. 2-0 lead for State College here in the bottom of the sixth inning. And the 0-1 pitch in tight for a ball to Kyle, who is 0-for-1 officially. Struck out his first time up, but then laid down a sacrifice bunt in the fourth inning, moving the first run of the game up to third. And the pitch low for a ball, 2-1 the count. Caleb Hill, Josh Spiegel to follow at the plate for the Spikes in this inning. And the pitch is strike. Fastball in the inner half at 92. Two balls, two strikes. Ramada out of town scoreboard in the big leagues, and Bucco fans disappointed yet again as Pittsburgh had a 10-3 lead after five. The Cubs score 11 runs in the last three innings to take it 14-10. It was smooth sailing, it looked like, and Cubs pull it out now 5.5 games ahead of the Pirates in the standings. Guardians defeated the Royals 7-5. Astros all over the Phillies today, 10-0. Yordan Alvarez with three homers. And the 2-2 to Russell is swung on and missed, strike three. And that's eight strikeouts for Christian Womble tonight. He is pitching an outstanding game, but he has allowed both of the runs in this one. Caleb Hill now up 0-for-2 in the game. Also, the Mariners defeated the Rays 6-2. Rangers over the White Sox 3-1. Here's the pitch. That's down and into Caleb Hill. Ball one. The A's lead the Reds 3-0. Bottom of the sixth. Rematch of the 1972 World Series is the 1-0 lifted foul third base side into the West Virginia bullpen. 1-1. Nationals over the Yankees, 4-1 right now in the bottom of the fourth inning. That's not a rematch of any World Series. Red Sox lead the Blue Jays 1-0, bottom of the fourth. Braves up 1-0 on the Twins, bottom second. Padres leading the Cardinals 2-0, going to the second in St. Louis. 1-1 to Hill, popped up. Third base side, playable for the shortstop, Fur, who's near the line, makes the catch. Two away. Giants and Brewers about to get underway. The Angels and Tigers in a delay in Detroit. Rangers and White Sox, by the way, playing a doubleheader. Jack Leiter, former Frisco Rough Rider, making the start for Texas tonight. Somebody made the point that with several Rangers pitchers making rehab appearances or advancing through the Texas system, Double-A Frisco right now has a bigger payroll than three major league teams. First pitch to Josh Spiegel is a strike. Fastball on the outer edge in 91.
Yankees have a bigger payroll than eight countries.
And that one inside for a ball, 1-1 to Spiegel. Josh is 1-for-2 this evening, grounded out in the second, but then his RBI single to right in the fourth. A well-placed hit, put the spikes ahead. And that pitch misses low, a slider, 2-1 to Spiegel. Next offering, slugged towards center field. Williams going back, angles over, and makes the grab chest high. That one very well hit, 104 miles an hour off the bat. Whereas the last one fell in after being just 70 miles an hour off the bat. This one's an out, and the side retired in the sixth. Credit Christian Womble. He's set down seven in a row, but the spikes are out in front, 2-0, as we head to the seventh here on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Hit a home run at your summer events by stopping at Nittany Beverage. The staff at Nittany Beverage will help you get your cooler filled with all the beverages you'll need this summer. From Miller Lite, Coors Light, and Pabst Blue Ribbon, to a wide selection of craft brews and imports, including Reds, Sam Adams, Yards, Blue Moon, and Line & Kugel's Summer Shandy. Plus, with Nittany Beverage's convenient drive-up service, you can get everything you need paid for, all without leaving your car. So hit a home run this summer with one stop at Nittany Beverage, 139 North Patterson Street in State College, or on the web at nittanybeverage.com.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Well, he's thrown six shutout innings already, a season-long outing for Chris Shaw, but he's going to come on for the seventh as well. 89 pitches for the right-hander. He takes the mound again here on the seventh with Trace Wilhoit, Kendall Yule, and Jeff LaCorey due up. 5-6-7 hitters. 2-0 State College after six. And Steve Jones, I leave it in your hands for a thrilling conclusion tonight.
Well, he has scattered three hits through the six so far. They have not had two runners on base in any inning so far. He has struck out five. He has walked one. That gives him 14 strikeouts and five walks in his last two outings. And for Chris Shaw, the last three outings have easily been the best three with the spikes. It just took him a long time to adjust, but once he adjusted, this guy has been outstanding. And tonight, he's put it together. Let's see if he can put it together for three more outs. This will be the last inning he pitches. Wilhoit leads it off. He's 0-2, the pitch. Up high for ball, 1-0 the count. Wilhoit grounded to Russell at second in the second. Struck out swinging in the fifth. Shaw goes set. There's right-handed action in the spikes. Bullpen, he fouls it straight back to the screen. It's 1-1. That light breeze still blowing out more toward right, but it's a light breeze. Jacob Peden, whom I believe is tomorrow night's starting pitcher, is the one that retrieves the ball.
And it'll be Jeremy Neff tomorrow.
Neff tomorrow, that's right. No, that's because we're thinking about
weather.
Yeah. Down the right field line, slicing. It's going to be a fair ball to the Lyon Country Kia corner. And he's going to pull in with another double, his 10th double of the season, and his second in this series. And now the question, Tim's going to go get him. I figure once he gave up a hit, he'd go get him.
Yeah, and Braden Collette has been warming up and is ready to go.
And Collette has been terrific. I hope the people here understand the job that Chris Schull has done tonight, because this was an absolutely terrific performance.
Yeah, he's getting a well-deserved round of applause from many out here this evening. And Chris Schull, he's just got better and better. I mean, you throw out his first two outings of the year. Let's see, some quick calculations. His ERA is under three.
I know.
Those two out now.
I know. So he leaves after six innings, four hits. So far, no runs. He cannot lose it. He can win it. And Braden Collette comes on, and Collette has been a revelation. He came here from Lenoir Rhine, 21 years of age, 6 foot, 185-pound right-hander, making his fourth appearance. No record, no ERA, struck out four, walked three, as one hold. That hold was against Williamsport in his last outing 3 days ago, where he went one inning, one hit, no run, struck out one, didn't walk a batter. Well, Lenoir Rhine, he had 16 appearances, two were starts. He had a 2-0 record with a 3.52 ERA. And he comes to the spikes, and he's just gone out and done the job.
Yep, and he's gone through Southern Union State Community College as well, and the Royal Oak Leprechauns of the Northwoods League. He's outstanding there. Actually, he finished strong as a member of the starting rotation at the end of his time there, but he has been out of the bullpen strictly. Here is a spike, and he has just been superb.
I mean, if you can pitch at Royal Oak, you essentially can pitch anywhere.
Yes.
Right. Now, it would be okay with me if J.D. had a Royal Oak hat. That would be okay.
Is that where the GoFundMe is going to go towards?
No, no. He mentioned something about a vehicle. Don't know what that means. I said, how about a Kia? See, went out there and I was like, go with our people, Joe. You always go with our people. Loyalty.
That's true. That's true.
All right, so here we go. He inherits a runner on second, nobody out. Kendall Yule at the plate, who's 0-for-2, struck out swinging in the second and grounded out to Russell at second in the fourth. Well, Joe's got to go down and take care of something on the field. Collette is a right-hander who works from the third base side of the mound. Warm night here tonight. We started out at 88 degrees. Will Yule bunt? Norris is up in the grass at third. He does square. Pulls back. It's up high for ball 1-0 the count. So started out at 88. We're down to 83 now in this warm August night. Here's Collette looking in the 1-0. Popped up the bunt foul, and it goes into the concourse and out of play. That's not exactly what David Carpenter had in mind. 1-1 the count. Top of the seventh inning, 2-0 State College. Each team now with four hits. Collette at the belt. Check second and to the plate. Hit in the air, foul to our right and out of plays. Ahead 1-2. Tomorrow night, Thirsty Thursday, Dollar Beer. Park in the Park 4, Thon Night, fireworks after the game. 1-2 the count, and Collette check a second, and here it is. Outside 2-2. And 1-4-2-7-2-17-11 by print, download statecollegespikes.com, or go to the box office to get your tickets ahead of time. You want to walk up? Go ahead. Great to have you here. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him. First strikeout of the night for Braden Collette. Strikeout brought to you by our good friends at Mount Nittany Health. Mount Nittany Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, ready to keep you in the game by providing exceptional care. Meet our team today at mountnittany.org/orthopedics. McDonald's strikeout guy, Jeff LaCorey. He is 0-for-2. Bounced out to Buford at first, and Buford made a nice play to get there. And then a ground out to Buford as well with Schull covering in the fifth. The pitch That is to left field. Going over is Castro. It's going to fall for a base hit. Get past him. It's going to go all the way to the wall. He reached out with his bare hand inexplicably. And this is going to be three bases for LaCorey. And West Virginia's in business. They've got a run. They've got a triple. And that was just misjudged that time in left field. It never should have gone to the wall. Never should have gone to the wall. You don't reach out with your bare hand on that play. And, you know, I obviously had a little bit of English on it, but still. Here is Dane Leonard. Infield hit in the third, struck out swinging in the fifth. So Shull, his line, six innings, four hits, one run, struck out five, walked one. Infield up with one out. Leonard at the plate. Collette goes set. And delivers. Strike. Good pitch. Start him out with a curveball. It's 0-1. 2-1 State College in the top of the seventh. Leonard waits in the right-handed box. The pitch. In the air, center field. That's a base hit. The game is tied. RBI single, and it's 2-2. So, for Shull tonight, it'll be a no decision. But the Spikes need to win this game. Second baseman, nine, percentage points out of first place. They're the ones that need to win it. West Virginia's a half game back. They need to win it. And they got him in the rundown. Throw to second. Leonard will spin around and get tagged. Two outs. Williamsport actually leads Trenton 1-0 in the fifth. And Frederick leads Mahoning Valley 4-1 in the fourth on the Ramada out-of-town scoreboard. Interesting. So with nobody on, Williams at the plate. No pitch to him yet because Collette picked him off. 2-2 now. That went 1-3-6. As Collette tagged him out. And Collette, first pitch to T.J. Williams. Low and inside for a ball. 1-0 the count. Spikes Abdu, Buford, Hex, then Castro in the seventh. Not sure if it's Womble or the bullpen. Womble, I think, has only thrown 79 pitches. On the ground, knocked down by Buford. Norris, tough play, throws him out. Norris did a great job of keeping his poise that time and making the play to end the inning. They get two runs on three hits, nobody left. Seventh inning stretch time, 2-2 on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider, Penn State Athletics.
Hey, wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
The State College Spikes are back home Thursday night to take on the West Virginia Black Bears at 6:35 p.m. And it's a fantastic fireworks show after the game on Thon Night. Plus, we'll give away a couch to prove we treasure our furniture here in Happy Valley. You can also bring your dog to Bark in the Park 4, presented by the Center Daily Times, and enjoy Dollar Beer Night on Thirsty Thursday. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Check the back seat. Check the back seat.
All right, get up here.
Check the back seat.
Gets in your head, right? Good. Because every year, dozens of children are forgotten in the backseat of a car by a parent or caregiver. All never thought it could happen to them. But with changes in routines, distractions, or a sleeping child, it can happen to anyone. Parked cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. So get it in your head.
Check the backseat.
A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Christian Womble back for his seventh inning of work now in a 2-2 tie in the bottom of the seventh. Cam Buford, Cooper Hext, and Sebastian Castro are scheduled. Buford tonight is 1-for-3. Struck out swinging in the second and singled the center in the fourth. And the pitch. It's in there for a strike. It is 0-1. Womble now with 91 pitches in the game. That pitch is a strike as well. It's quickly 0-2. Not messing around here. No balls, two strikes. Womble, swing and a miss. Strike three, three pitches, and another strikeout for Womble. Womble has now struck out 9 in the game. And here's Cooper Hext. Hext is 1-for-2, struck out swinging in the second, but he knocked in a run with a base hit in the fourth. All four Spikes hits were in that two-run fourth inning. 2-2 here in the bottom of the seventh. Outside for a ball, 1-0 the count. Womble has not walked a batter. Swing and a miss. Uppercut that time. It's 1-1. Outfield straight away. LaCorey a little deeper and right. Everybody else normal depth. Even to the bag at third is Will Hoyt. Womble, 1-1. That's roll foul first base side. 1-2. He's been ahead of hitters. He's had great control. Hasn't walked anybody. Hasn't hit anybody. Spikes have only left two on base. 1-2 the count. The set, the pitch, high and away for a ball. 1-2, or excuse me, 2-2. So he's so far gone 6 1/3. He has had 5 1-2-3 innings. The fourth inning was his kryptonite. The pitch inside, it's 3-2. Sebastian Castro on deck. Womble holds that glove in front of his face. And the 3-2. It's rolled on the ground to first. A down on the backhand on the short op. Takes it and steps on the bag. Two outs. Good play by O'Dowd at first. Here's Castro, who's 0-for-2. Flew to left in the third. Grounded out to first in the fourth. So Womble's looking for his sixth 1-2-3 inning. Down low for a ball, 1-0 the count. Two two our score. Bottom of the seventh. The pitch outside for a ball, 2-0 the count. And part of this is because the Spikes only had hits in one inning and base runners in one inning. There's been no opportunity to run. Foul tip at the plate, and that caught a piece of Leonard. It's 2-1. He gets helped out by home plate umpire Justin Sims. Castro with a 2-1 count. He's in the left-handed box. On deck is Parker Cadu. The pitch. Inside and low, 3-1. All quiet in that West Virginia bullpen. As Womble goes set, the 3-1. That is a high chopper to second. McGuire takes the high hop, throws in time. And that is the sixth 1-2-3 inning that Womble has authored tonight. 2-2 to the eighth on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Stop by Celebrities Bar and Grill before or after the game, located on South Atherton Street inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. We are where the stars meet and feature the best happy hour in town. From 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., get 50% off all drinks Tuesday and Thursday, except Ultra Premium, and spin the wheel for discounts on Wednesday and Friday. Celebrities is open Tuesday to Saturday from 4 p.m. to close. Dine-in or takeout is available with daily specials like prime ribeye on Friday and Saturdays. Close Sunday and Monday. Hit a grand slam with the best happy hour in town at Celebrities inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Call 814-235-1303 or visit us at celebritiesbarandgrill.com for more details. So back to work as Nick Palumbo takes over for the Spikes. Here in the eighth inning at a 2-2 game. So Palumbo, after Braden Collette went an inning, gave up a run. First run he's given up with the Spikes. And did so on two hits. He ended up striking out one, did not walk a batter. Palumbo making his 16th appearance. Of the previous 15, 13 were outstanding. He's had two where he's been hit around, and that's why the ERA is where it is. 14 and two-thirds, 13 runs, 10 of them earned, but that's because of the two appearances. 20 hits, 15 strikeouts, 9 walks. He's hit 5. He has 2 saves, 3 holds. An 0-1 record against Williamsport, his last outing 4 days ago. He went one inning, two hits, no runs, one strikeout, and picked up his third hole hold of the season. Top of the order, T.J. Williams, followed by Kasten Furr and J.T. Marr against Nick Palumbo. 6'2", 215-pound, 24-year-old right-hander out of Wayne, New Jersey. Williams tonight is 0-3. That's from the right side. Even the bag at third is Norris. On the ground, two Norris takes the second hop. He's right there. He fires in time. One pitch and one out here in the eighth inning of a 2-2 game. Kasten Furr is one for two. Walked in the first. Grounded to short in the third. Doubled to left in the sixth, but was stranded at second. 2-2, top of the eighth inning. One would think Womble is done for the night, but he's pitched so well. He's thrown 100 pitches. See what David wants to do with him. Furr delivers, squares the bunt, and takes a strike. It's 0-1. I think Palumbo delivers. Outfield straight away, normal depth, maybe a couple steps back. Norris backs up a bit at third. 0-1 the count. And the pitch by Palumbo. On the ground is short, charging its canoe. Parker's got it. Slings to first in time. Two outs in the eighth inning. J.T. Marr is 0-3. Popped to short in the first. Struck out swinging in the fourth. He lined out to Buford at first in the sixth. Palumbo now gets ready to work. Right-handed action is going in the West Virginia pen. Womble's gone 7 innings. Outstanding, 100 pitches. The pitch by Palumbo dropped in for a strike. It's 0-1. Start him out with a changeup that time. Palumbo. Sets. 0-1. Low and outside, 1-1. Castro shallow and left. Hill deeper in center. Normal depth for Rocaforte and right. Cadu the shortstop's a couple of steps over toward the bag at second. 1-1 the count. And the pitch. hit high in the air, center field, coming on his hill. Caleb's there, waits, puts it away. A quick, efficient 1-2-3 inning for Nick Palumbo. We go to the bottom of the eighth in a 2-2 game on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
The national sales event is on at your Toyota dealer. So come in and check out Toyota's incredible lineup of vehicles, like the all-new, fully redesigned 25 Camry, stylish Corolla, or adventure-ready RAV4, all with great MPGs. Or hop in a rugged new Tacoma or Tundra and be ready for your next summer adventure. Find out more at buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Hurry, offers end September 3rd. Toyota, let's go places.
The State College Spikes are back home Thursday night to take on the West Virginia Black Bears at 6:35 p.m. And it's a fantastic fireworks show after the game on Thon Night. Plus, we'll give away a couch to prove we treasure our furniture here in Happy Valley. You can also bring your dog to Bark in the Park 4, presented by the Center Daily Times, and enjoy Dollar Beer Night on Thirsty Thursday. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Fitting in a 2-2 game, and Christian Womble back to work for his eighth inning of work, although there is right-handed action in the bullpen for West Virginia. He will face 8-9-1, Parker Cadu, Grant Norris, and Austin Rocaforte. Cadu bounced back to Womble, who knocked it down and threw him out in the third and struck out swinging in the fifth. Bats on the left side. First pitch swinging, drives it high in the air, deep to center field. Williams goes back track. He's there and has it. One pitch and one out. Well, he got a pretty good piece of it that time, but not far enough. And here comes Grant Norris. 0-for-2. He has struck out twice in the third and fifth, respectively. All four Spikes hits, which produced the two runs, were in the fourth inning. Outside, he bounced that one in. 1-0 the count. Womble, opening seven innings, has 6 1-2-3 innings. The pitch, that's a strikeout or half. Terrific pitch at 92, 1-1 the count. He's thrown really with ease tonight. Same thing with Chris Shaw. Wave and a miss. It's 1-2. Breaking ball that time. That was the slider. Ball and two strikes, and he doesn't waste time. Call, strike three, got him. 10th strikeout for Christian Womble and Austin Rocaforte. The one guy's really been able to get to him. He doubled to left in the fourth and scored. He is 1-for-3, grounded to third in the first, the double to left, and then scoring the run in the fourth, and popped out to second in the fifth. Can the Spikes find some two-out lightning here in a 2-2 game in the bottom of the eighth inning? Base is empty. The pitch. Rocaforte takes a strike. It's 0-1. Womble doesn't waste time. 15 on the pitch clock. Now 14 drops the glove and pitches. Outside, just missed the corner. It's 1-1. Ball and a strike. Two runs, six hits, no errors, West Virginia. Two runs, four hits, no errors, State College. The pitch, outside and low in the dirt. Two balls and a strike on Rocaforte. Rocaforte waits in the right-handed box. The pitch, strike on the outer edge. He's back to 2-2, 91 with that fastball. Two balls and two strikes. Womble about to make pitch number 110. Left center field, that's a base hit. Rocaforte is second into the game, makes the turn at first. The lead run aboard, and Kyle Russell coming to the plate. The question now is, will they run him? Rocaforte It's been up and down for him. He is 4-for-8 in stolen bases. And that's odd because at Lamar, he was 11-of-12 this spring. And his collegiate career, Rocaforte, was 30-of-36. But at this level, it's been a struggle stealing. See what he does. Russell's at the plate. Russell is 0-for-2 with a sacrifice bunt. Low and outside for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Caleb Hill on deck. First base runner for the Spikes since the fourth. Rocaforte with the white shoes on. Inches out to his lead at first. Good lead. The pitch. Low and outside. 2-0 the count. Womble picks up the rosin, bounces it in his right hand, and places it back down, grabs some dirt. 2-0 the count. Womble at 112 pitches. Rocaforte walks out to his lead at first with two outs. Womble leans in, glances to first. Good lead by Rocaforte. The pitch. Slow roller, left side, cut off by the third baseman, Will Hoyt, who will throw him out at first. That's a classic play at third by Will Hoyt. No runs, a hit. One left. To the ninth inning we go in a 2-2 game on the Spikes Radio Network presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
The State College Spikes are back home Thursday night to take on the West Virginia Black Bears at 6:35 p.m. And it's a fantastic fireworks show after the game on Thon Night. Plus, we'll give away a couch to prove we treasure our furniture here in Happy Valley. You can also bring your dog to Bark in the Park 4, presented by the Center Daily Times, and enjoy Dollar Beer Night on Thirsty Thursday. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Two to the ninth inning, and Nick Palumbo went one scoreless inning, faced three batters, retired all three, and gives way now to the right-hander Peter Ostenson, the 6'1", 205-pound, 22-year-old out of Greenville, North Carolina. Did his collegiate pitching at Fairfield. Has pitched very well of late. He's making his 17th appearance. He's 2-1 with a 4.50 ERA with 18 strikeouts, 8 walks, 3 holds, and 1 save. His last outing was 3 days ago at Williamsport, where he went 2/3 of an inning. No hits, no runs. Did walk 2. He did get a hold in that game, his third hold of the year. 12-game winner in 4 years at Fairfield. Appeared in 68 collegiate games. 15 were starts, 53 out of the pen. And here's Jack O'Dowd to be followed by Trace Wilhoit and Kendall Yule. O'Dowd is 1-for-3. He grounded to second in the first. He singled to center in the fourth. He struck out swinging in the sixth. Picks up the rosin, puts it back down. He'll work right from the center of the hill. Righty against lefty, and Ostenson will back up. Now get back up on top of the hill. First pitch at the top of the ninth inning. And it's on its way, way outside for a ball. Started out with a curveball that time, 1-0. They're deep in right with Rocaforte, deep in center with Hill. And I think that pitch by Ostenson crossed up Spiegel that time. He went out right away to talk to him. The left-handed hitter up, the guy that is the shallowest is Castro and left, and he's normal depth. Cadu, the shortstop's a few steps toward the bag at second. And Norris off the line at third. Not dramatically, but off the line. The pitch, checked it. That's a strike, 1-1 the count. 90 with that fastball from Ostenson. 2-2 here in the top of the ninth inning. The pitch by Ostenson. Checked it. Did not go. It's 2-1. This is a game that has featured one walk. That's it. 2-1. Foul, third base side over the roof and out of play. That walk was back in the first inning for Casted Fur. Womble has 10 strikeouts and no walks. 2-2 the count on O'Dowd. Norris backs up at third. Low and inside, full 3-2. Three balls and two strikes. 2-2 here in the top of the ninth inning. 3-2 to Jack O'Dowd. Left field, back goes Castro. Back he goes, reaches up and dropped it. Picked up by Castro, throws it back in. That's a double. He'll get a double out of it, but he dropped it. He should have caught it.
Third baseman number 30, Trace Wilhoit.
Trace Wilhoit now with the lead run at second base. It shouldn't be there, but the lead runs at second base. Frankly, I'd give him an error. But they'll give him a hit. He'll get a double out of it, but I'd give him an error. Dropped it. I know he had to go back and reach up and the whole thing, but no. Wilhoit to right field. Rocaforte goes back. Warning track. It's going to be off the wall. Jack O'Dowd is going to get the third, but that's it. He had to wait to see because he wasn't sure if he was going to catch the ball. So back-to-back hits, a single to right. After the inexplicable double to left. First and third with nobody out.
Left fielder number 48, Kendall.
Here's Kendall Yule. So now the spikes have to concentrate on the... I mean, they're going to put the infield midway in the middle. Because they can get a double play. But right now, I'll tell you exactly what Ostenson needs. He needs a pop-out or a strikeout. The pitch, up high, 1-0 the count. 2-2 here in the top of the ninth. Ostenson goes set and delivers. Down low for a ball, 2-0 the count. Two balls and no strikes. Even at the bag at third is Norris. Halfway at second is Russell. A little bit further back is Cadu at short. The pitch. Foul straight back. It's 2-1. Two balls and a strike. First and third with nobody out. Ostenson looks in. Right-handed action in the Spikes bullpen. Ostenson to the plate. That's a strike. It's 2-2. Terrific changeup that time. Two balls, two strikes. Yule in the right-handed box. First and third. Nobody out. 2-2. Ostenson to the plate. Cued foul to the Spikes dugout, first base side, still 2-2. Feels straight away a little deeper on Yule. Two and two the count. Ostenson, high set at the letters. 2-2. Checked it, did not go, full 3-2. Nope, that was the right call. It was borderline. Absolute borderline, but he certainly didn't go around. 3-2 the count. It's great location. He just missed by maybe an inch. 3-2. Foul tip, strike three, caught by Spiegel. He needed that one, one out. Strikeout brought to you by Mountain Indy Health Fit for Play. They offer fitness and rehabilitation that gets results. Our providers help produce and reduce or eliminate pain quickly so you can get back to your normal activities faster. Visit mountainindy.org/fit4play. Jeff LaCorey, 1-for-3. Grounded the first and the second, grounded out the first and the fifth, tripled to left, and scored in the seventh. Middle infield now at double play depth. Swing and a miss. He took a big cut at that one. It's 0-1. Norris backs up a couple steps at third. Buford, of course, holding on the runner. Will Hoyt at first. Middle infield double play depth. 0-1 to LaCorey. Checked it. He went around. Oh, you've got to be kidding me. You cannot make that call. That was, let's just be straight about it. That's the wrong call. Let's be straight. That's the wrong call. It's 1-1. One and one the count. And the pitch. That's a liner into right field for a base hit, and West Virginia takes the lead. If you're up 1-2, you throw a different pitch there. You don't throw that pitch. I'll tell you right now, Austinson on the 1-1 count got ripped off. He really did. I mean, that was one of those, like, obvious to everybody except for one guy. So West Virginia's in front. It's now 3-2, and here's Dane Leonard. Austinson sets to the plate. Checked it. Didn't go. 1-0 the count. Boy, that actually was a strike. He tells the State College Spikes dugout to stop. Well, to be honest about it, I wouldn't. I'd just keep going right at him. I'm sorry, but I'm... Good, he threw him out. Fine. Whomever he threw out, he threw out. And Tip Battle's going to come out, and he's had enough. And I don't blame him for having enough. Because this is going to be a case. Well, your team goes out there and grinds all night, and all of a sudden you've got guys out there missing pitches. I mean, I don't mean the batter's missing pitches. I mean, I'm talking about Blue missing pitches. Don't blame them. Now, they're not the ones that misplayed the ball in left field, which Castro did twice. So, I'm going to guess it's Tim that's out. Counts 1-0 to Leonard. That pitch, by the way, was a strike, and it was called a ball. So you wonder why Tim's mad. The check swing was just a complete botch. Sorry. You know, you're going to have the big guy job. You're going to, you know, get evaluated. Here's the 1-0 and the pitch. That's a strike. 1-1 the count. 3-2 West Virginia here in the ninth. They've had a couple of gifts this inning. And the 1-1. Outside for a ball. 2-1 the count. Two balls and a strike. Austinson looks at second, delivers. Hit in the air, center field. Hill's there. Waits. Makes the catch. Two gone. Fires it back in. Spikes will have Hill, Spiegel, and Buford do in the bottom of the ninth inning, 3, 4, and 5. Connor McGuire at the plate, who's 0-for-3. Flew out to center in the third. Flew to left in the fifth and bounced out to third in the seventh. Here's the set and the pitch. Swing and a miss. Evidently went all the way around on that one. It's 0-1. No balls and a strike. Looks at second. Delivers. Line drive, center field. It's going to fall for a base hit. Coming around third to make it 4-2. West Virginia, and scoring will be Will Hoyt. Pulling into second will be LaCorey. And McGuire delivers an RBI single. And now the Spikes have a lot of work to do in the bottom of the ninth inning. On a night where they only have five hits. Well, this has been an inning where Ostenson's had to throw a couple of extra pitches because he hasn't gotten help in one spot in the outfield and got no help from the guys working, the three guys working the game. It's on the ground, left side. Norris scoops it up, throws to first in time, and the inning is over. Two runs on four hits, two left. To the bottom of the ninth we go, 4-2 West Virginia on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
America's Carpet Outlet is a full-service flooring dealer offering a comprehensive product lineup including carpet, vinyls, tile, wood, and more. And we provide professional installation on all our products. We are a locally owned, locally operated, locally involved business and are very happy to be a partner with the Spikes since their inception here in State College. Please visit our showroom on North Atherton Street in State College or see us online at acofloors.com. Go Spikes!
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
I'll trust water bottles and a flashlight to save the day, but I'll be proved wrong.
With a tornado approaching, I'll realize that I lack a wheelchair-accessible shelter.
When the floodwaters rise, I'll be up in the attic with 20 cans of beans. It's a recipe for disaster.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Connor McKay will take over for Christian Womble here in the ninth inning after Womble was just outstanding tonight. Womble went eight innings tonight. Brilliant. Gave up five hits, two runs. He struck out 10. He did not walk a batter. He threw 113 pitches. 71 were strikes. McKay, 13th appearance. He has two saves, 0-2 with a 5.25 ERA. 12 innings, 10 hits, 7 runs all earned. Struck out 24, walked 5. Given up one home run. Opposing hitters 217 against him. So here comes Hill, followed by Spiegel Buford. Down 4-2. Bottom of the ninth. So Tim is the one that did get thrown out. Last things, Millage will coach down at third. Jared Brown at first. And I'll tell you right now, Tim was right. The guys that threw him out were wrong. The pitch. Swing and a miss. It's 0-1. I mean, Tim's not the one in charge, but Tim was right. The guys that threw him out were wrong. Welcome to the world of power. The 0-1, swing and a miss, it's 0-2. Good curveball that time. Hill trying to set the tone, get on base. That way he can get the tying run to the plate. You got power right behind him, but he's in an 0-2 hole. The set, the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three, got him. All curveballs. Here's Spiegel, who's 1-for-3 with an RBI single. Bounced to short in the second. Single knocked in a run. Scored a run in the fourth. Flew to center in the sixth. So Spiegel in the right-handed box. And the pitch up high for a ball. One ball and no strikes the count. Here's the set by Makai. Up high and away, 2-0 the count. Two balls and no strikes. And the 2-0. There's a strike right down the heart. It's 2-1, 91 with that fastball. Two and oh the count. And the pitch. On the ground. Knocked down at second. Gets to his feet. McGuire throws in time. A terrific play by Connor McGuire. Two outs. Dove to his right. Took away a base hit. And threw him out. Here's Cam Buford. Buford is 1-for-3. Struck out swinging in the second. Single to center in the fourth. And struck out swinging in the seventh. Well, two outs. They're down to it now. And what was a baseball disastrous top of the ninth inning. Swing and a miss. 0-1 the count. And I don't mean from the spikes point viewpoint. They misplayed one. There's no doubt about that. Total misplay. The pitch. Up high, 1-1. Tim Battle's the guy that got thrown out. He was right. The guy that threw him out was wrong. Sorry. Didn't like me? You can call me. I don't care. 1-1 the count. Up high. 2-1 the count. Two balls and a strike. Here's the set. Makai to the plate. Swing and a miss. 2-2. Spikes down to their final strike on this Wednesday night. Brilliantly pitched on both sides tonight. Makai goes set. The right-hander works on the first base side and delivers down low. 3-2 the count. Hext on deck. Buford. At the plate, at 246 on the year, he's hit a couple of home runs. 3-2, up high, ball four, tying run will stride to the plate, and Cooper Hext. That is the first walk for the West Virginia staff tonight. It's only the second walk total in the game. Cooper Hext is 1-for-3. Struck out swinging in the second. RBI single in the fourth. Grounded out to first in the seventh. They're not going to hold Buford on. The pitch. Hit high in the air in the infield. Foul territory. O'Dowd, first base coaching box, makes the catch. And West Virginia, to their credit, will get the win tonight. Move past the spikes in the standing. Got a little help in the ninth inning. And the final 4-2. On the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions. Division I Power 5 Conference, elite level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league, we take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
As the official and trusted managed technology provider for the State College Spikes, OneStop Communications brings over 27 years of experience to your business. They are your one-stop shop for all things communication in central Pennsylvania, offering high-speed internet, IT, and managed technology solutions tailored to businesses of all sizes. Plus, they provide a wide range of communication services to keep you connected. Visit onestop.biz today and see how they can elevate your business communications just like they do for the Spikes.
Hey, wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Stop by Celebrities Bar and Grill before or after the game, located on South Atherton Street inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. We are where the stars meet and feature the best happy hour in town. From 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., get 50% off all drinks Tuesday and Thursday, except Ultra Premium, and spin the wheel for discounts on Wednesday and Friday. Celebrities is open Tuesday to Saturday from 4 p.m. to close. Dine-in or takeout is available with daily specials like prime ribeye on Friday and Saturdays. Close Sunday and Monday. Hit a grand slam with the best happy hour in town at Celebrities inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Call 814-235-1303 or visit us at celebritiesbarandgrill.com for more details.
Messages for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you've made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The State College Spikes are back home Thursday night to take on the West Virginia Black Bears at 6:35 p.m. And it's a fantastic fireworks show after the game on Thon Night. Plus, we'll give away a couch to prove we treasure our furniture here in Happy Valley. You can also bring your dog to Park in the Park 4, presented by the Center Daily Times, and enjoy Dollar Beer Night on Thirsty Thursday. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
So, a ninth inning to forget in different regards. A ball misplayed in left field. That was an error. That's why the runs are going to be unearned. Doesn't matter if they're earned or not, I guess, in this situation they scored. But a botched play in left field. Botched calls. Sorry, you made them. I don't understand at times how something could be, like, I've done hundreds and hundreds of baseball games, okay? If it's a borderline thing, it's a borderline thing. But when it's that obvious, you sit back and go, what are you watching or were you watching? Right? And that's the one thing about the three-umpire rotating system. He's trying to make the call out at second base. Come on. The call should have been made at home plate to begin with. Then Tim Battle gets thrown out of the game. And the bottom line is, Tim Battle was right, and the guys that threw him out were wrong. But as I said before, welcome to the world of power. Doesn't matter if you're right. It's the one with power that does whatever they want. And they showed their power and threw him out. And West Virginia wins the game. I think they've got a shot here to go into first place. Because Trenton was down at one point. But this is... One of those that's a tough pill to swallow on this particular night. Yeah, Williamsport's up 5-0 in the sixth inning. West Virginia very well. Williamsport's up 5-0. West Virginia very well may be the team in first place tomorrow by a half game over State College and maybe a half game over Trenton. But to their credit, they battled back. Womble was great tonight. Not just good, but so was Chris Shaw. Shaw went six innings, four hits, one run. Again, a botched play in left field. Did not help him. Five hits, one run, or one walk. That was it. Womble, eight innings, five hits, two runs both earned. Struck out 10, did not walk a batter. And just pitched a brilliant game tonight. So the pitching was excellent across the board in this one tonight. But a couple of plays in left field that were just highly questionable. One was ruled an error. The other one, because he missed it, ended up not being an error because you can't call an error in that play, but it was a mental error. And then what happened in the ninth inning with a couple of the calls? You sat back and went, what are you doing here? Right? It's not like we've been. This is the U.S. Open. We had to play 5.5 hours. You only had umpire for 2 hours and 23 minutes. I just needed you to handle the last 20 minutes. Then, of course, you compound and you throw the manager out. Beautiful. Very, very, I'm sure the league's very proud of what you did tonight. All right, here it is. So the line score, 4 runs, 9 hits, no errors, and West Virginia left 6, 2 runs, 5 hits, an error, and State College left only 4. Womble was awesome. 2-4 on the season now. After just a tremendous performance with 10 strikeouts and no walks. Talking about a guy that earned his win tonight. He earned it. Peter Austinson gets the loss. He gave up unearned runs. And he's now 2-2. Time of the game, 2 hours and 23 minutes before 1,856. Spikes are just a hair under 97,000 on the season. And 96,924. Tomorrow night should be a fun night. And part of the fun night is it's Thon night. Wear white tomorrow. Dollar beer night. Bark in the Park 4. The couch giveaway. And fireworks presented by Starfire Corporation all tomorrow night at 6:35. Should be a lot of fun. We're looking forward to it. Very much. As tonight, West Virginia wins it 4-2. 6:35 tomorrow, 814-272-1711. Buy, print, download, statecollegespikes.com. Go to the box office, or you can walk up. Just want to see you here tomorrow night for a fun, fun Thursday night here at the ballpark. Dollar beer night. Love it. With fireworks after the game and Bark at the Park 4. Thon night, couch giveaway, all rolled into one. For Joe Putnam, I'm Steve Jones. Thanks for joining us on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider, Penn State Athletics.